You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. With more and more games including accessibility as part of their design, we have seen a rise in numbers of blind and partially sighted gaming enthusiasts. Well, today we are chatting to Chad Boughton of the Unsighted Radio, who is an avid gamer, of course, and an accredited accessibility consultant for video games. Chad, it is so lovely to have you back on the show.
Oh, it is so amazing to be speaking with you again.
Today we actually are speaking about something quite exciting because you have had an opportunity to provide some consultancy for a video game.
It was really a big surprise to me. So an amazing indie studio out of the UK, Softly Studios, they published their first game called Stories of Blossom earlier this year in August. And it was a game that I was following for at least over a year. And I actually had the lead developer, Connor Bradley, on the podcast. I actually recorded an episode with them. And it was phenomenal. And we just stayed in contact. I always, you know, let them know, like, you know, the second the game comes out, I'm playing it. I was so excited when it released. I had no idea I was getting a special thanks credit from them. I just provided them with media coverage, tried to use my platform and my voice to promote this game and let other visually impaired gamers know that this game will be accessible for them. And it's a lovely game. I highly recommend it to everybody that loves point and click adventure games. I think for any gamer, like the dream of all dreams is, oh man, what I would do to get credited in a video game. And to see my name be read out, I can't even find the words to express just like how amazing that was. Along with that, I've been doing a number of, you know, consultancies with some companies and studios. And it's just really been amazing to see what I'm able to do now with gaming as a longtime gamer. And also as someone who thought long ago that I would have to give up gaming because of my disability. So it really just feels like I'm living in a dream.
It's so nice to see that you're doing what you love. And would you have ever imagined that a few years down the line, you'll be doing this type of work and doing something you love and being so outspoken online when it comes to living with sight loss?
It's really crazy. Again, I never sought out advocacy. I was just someone that went and got a history degree, thought I'd be a teacher, ended up working for a guide dog school, and somehow stumbled his way into this amazing job of advocacy, whether it be my podcast, what I do as an accessibility consultant, and what I am going to start doing now as the marketing director for Adapt IT. It's just crazy. I mean, to anybody listening, I mean, never let anyone tell you that you can't do anything that you dream about, because I could have never imagined that this would be my life. And, you know, I just stuck with it and got some amazing opportunities, just continued to dribble the ball.
So let's chat a little bit about the Unsighted Radio. It's your baby. It's your project. It's an amazing podcast and it's been going on for a little while. So what sort of guests have you been working with recently? Is there anything you can tease?
So I've had some amazing, you know, guest. Obviously, I've had so many amazing accessibility consultants. And actually, I will tease that in December, starting on December 13th, I'm doing what I'm calling the 12 days of accessibility. So I'm going to publish an episode every day for 12 days, starting on the 13th of December. And it will include in some way an accessibility consultant or a company that is offering accessible devices, whether it be hardware or software for gaming, because I just want to push that gaming is accessible and, you know, you can buy us Christmas gifts that are games and we can play them now. I mean, this year we've seen so many amazing accessibility games, you know, whether it be Firebird, Stories of Blossom, Brock the Investigator, obviously Spider-Man 2, Mortal Kombat 1, the new Motorsports. It's just been a phenomenal year for accessibility in gaming. And I really mean it when I say everybody has a game that they can play now. And 2-3 years ago, I did not think that we would be where we are right now. And I feel we're still in the beginning stages of accessible gaming. And it's just amazing to see where we are right now.
And I feel like the nice thing that's happening right now is that companies designing these games are actually considering accessibility from the beginning and build it from the ground up rather than adding it later, which is quite difficult when you think of it.
Yeah, I love the example everyone uses. It's like, how do you make a blueberry muffin? Well, obviously, you're going to bake it with the blueberries inside the batter. You want to bake the muffin without the blueberries and then try to like cram the blueberries in after the muffin's been made. You know, that is something that everybody loves to throw around because it's so true. It's like, if you're going to make an accessible game, what's the best way to develop that game? It's to have accessibility being from day one. It's a lot harder to change everything in terms of the coding and design, UI, after you've already released the game and the finished product. It's amazing to see more and more companies really jump on board with accessibility from day one. And even though there are companies that release a game that doesn't have accessibility, we are seeing more and more games having accessibility added in after the fact, but it still shows a trend in the time that we are developing games. And that is, more and more companies are now aware that gamers want accessibility.
I think we're definitely going to see more of this happening in the gaming industry. But let's go back to your podcast. If we wanted to listen to the Unsighted Radio podcast, where should we go? Where is it available?
Oh, my goodness. So it's basically, you know, when I started out, it was only on Spotify, but now we're pretty much anywhere you get the podcast. It's, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, Audible. It's the Unsighted Radio. Just make sure that when you're spelling it, it's UNSY as in Yankee TED. I spell it fancy.
Yeah, you want it to stand out. Like, you don't want anyone to go to a different Unsighted Radio, so it makes sense.
Yeah, you always have to have some sort of quirkiness, something that, you know, catches the eye, no pun intended.
Oh, well, Chad, it's been so nice speaking with you again, and hopefully we can catch up again and chat a little bit more about Unsighted Radio and see where you are in the future.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been great catching up.